Preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women moan boys. From the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. You are tuned in to the Trump Phenomenon here on July. Yes, I'll find it down here at the bottom of my computer. July 28th, 2020. And my gosh, I'm looking at it here. 97 days, 4 hours, 56 minutes, and 46 seconds until election, November 3rd. That is a very short amount of time. And it'll be part of what I'm talking about tonight. Timing is everything. And I'm going to be talking about the fact that 97 days is, for what we'll be talking about, not enough. And that's a very sad fact in the future of all of us. Possibly. So I'll be giving you two versions of Kelso here tonight. One, the dejected version, and I'll also give you the hopeful version, encouraged by folks like, let me remember your names, Chris in Hawaii, John in Missouri, and who was the third enthusiast we had yesterday? Let me find him here. Hang on, I've got it. Don't worry. It's Kenny in Texas. So all three of them bucking up my spirits and some others among you, too, that we can win. We're going to do it. We're going to go over the top on November 3rd. We're going to cream the enemy. And boy, do I hope you guys are right. But I'll give you both sides here tonight. So try not to just be gloom and doom. And also try not to be Pollyanna. I don't know myself. I really don't. I can't tell. 97 days. Let's see. What else can we? Let's get our housekeeping done here. I gave you the date, July 28th. And it's the Trump Phenomenon Show. It's live. This is James Kelso, your host, coming to you from North Dakota through the good offices of the Republic Broadcasting Network, based in the sprawling metropolis of Round Rock, Texas. So, and this is show number 80,595 or something around there. But we've actually been doing this for, I think it's just shy of 5 years that we've been doing the Trump Phenomenon Show. And so thank you, everybody. Thank you to all you TalkStream livers out there who listen in. You are much appreciated. So let me sketch out my picture here. Okay, what do we have going for us? Well, not much. We have the truth. Okay, that and a cup of $1.50 will buy you a cup of coffee. We have the truth. We have, what else do we have going for us? We have the greatest president in American history. Apparently that doesn't count for much. We have the greatest accomplishments by any president in American history in any period of time, 1, 2, 4, or 8 years. And that also doesn't seem to do much. What else have we got going for us? Well, we also have going for us, the left is acting more nutty, more insane, more vicious, just pile on the adjectives, than the American left has ever acted. More whacked out, more communist, more irrational, more nasty, more repugnant than they have ever been, to a man and woman, and whatever else they have in there as well, in addition to men and women. Nancy Pelosi, can you imagine a more vile person than Nancy Pelosi, a less attractive person? That you say, well, yeah, how about Chuck Schumer? Okay, well, fair enough. So, but that's the point. So, but does that help? Is that going to do it for us? Maybe not. So that's what we've got going for us, those things. What have we got going against us? We have the pandemic panic hoax and the pandemic lockdown economic collapse. Just those two things. And are those two things sufficient to overcome all that other stuff that we have going for us that was going to make sure that Donald Trump won on November 3rd? I was so sure back in January that Donald Trump was going to scream into a victory on November 3rd. Well, I'll tell you what. Who is such a seer that they could tell what's going to happen on November 3rd? But are those two things arguably sufficient to destroy us on November 3rd? Yes, they are. Yes, they are. And it'll hinge on how does, you know, John Q. and Jane Q. voter aren't you. They aren't political sleuths who listen to the radio all day and read and study and think about, you know. No, they're good people, but they really don't understand when we talk about the pandemic hoax. They don't understand medical terminology. The what was that group we heard yesterday? Let me see if I have my notes from yesterday. American Frontline Doctors. They really don't understand what the American Frontline Doctors are saying. Because there's a little bit of, you know, a little bit of familiarity with what's a virus and, you know, this and that and the other. As soon as words like epidemiology go across the screen, that is enough to put them to sleep. And then on the subject of the economic lockdown, again, you have to have a degree of sophistication that I don't think we have, a degree of intelligence that I, sad to say, I don't think we have, we being the mass of us, as to why people, well, get this. I heard this the day before yesterday. Guess how many Americans have not paid their rent? Renters. How many have not paid their rent? I don't know what the statistic is on mortgages. But for renters, and there are plenty of those in America, 30% have not paid their rent. And I didn't see a number as to from when. I think for some of them, that maybe may go back to March. And the other number I heard, it's a crushing number, 21% of American renters are liable to eviction right now. Wow. Wow. How do you win? You know the answers out there. How do you win an election as the greatest economic miracle maker in American history in the face of those facts like that, economic conditions like that? It requires that the public be able to differentiate Donald Trump and his economic miracle from the demon rats and their lockdown. This is their lockdown, not Donald Trump's. This is the Fauci lockdown. Dr. Fawcett turned off the faucet. So I don't think, and come November 3rd, this is my gloomy prediction. And please, please make me wrong. Please, may I be wrong. Maybe the voters will get it. And then maybe also in the intervening 97 days, something really miraculous will happen. But again, hoping for miracles is hoping for miracles, isn't it? If we lose on November 3rd, and then there's the question of how big we lose. Do we lose the White House? Do we lose the House of Representatives? Again, thank you, Paul Ryan. Thank you, neocons. Thank you, Mitt Romney. And do we lose the Senate? That is of some importance. But can you imagine, folks, a Joe Biden presidency? And now the new news we got today was Joe Biden says, folks, please, I was completely winging it when I said on August 7th, Joe Biden will announce Michelle Obama as his running mate. Now, that's me just expressing terror at that possibility. But he did announce today that he will announce his pick in the first week of August, which includes August 7th. And he had an evil grin on his face as he said that, which means he's already made his pick. The way I read faces, I'm pretty good. Are you good at reading faces? When you see Joe Biden's face there, do you see a man who's already made his pick? I think he has, or has the pick has been made for him? Yes. So it's there. If you can read minds, you'll be able to read his pick. So we'll see who it's going to be. Now, that will make things a little bit, I think, that'll help. If he's made a pick, that gives, how do you fight someone, an unknown enemy? How do you fight someone who hasn't even been named yet? And that's what Donald Trump is having to do. He's having to shadow box against an unnamed Madam X, who will be his vice presidential running mate. So when we have a person named, then Donald Trump can dig in and go after that person and how that person exemplifies the socialism, the communism, the Bolshevism of Biden and all the demon rats who intend in 97 days to take over the U.S. government completely. Finish the takeover. They thought they had the full takeover done in the Obama years. And they were damn close to being right. Donald Trump broke up the party. All right. So, and that's why they've got to destroy him. So there you go. Let me get my call board up here. There we go. And I'll keep an eye out for you there if you call in. And those of you out there that want to say, we're going to win, we're going to go, we're going to win, I need you. I need you. Call in. Oh, please tell me what I missed. All right, let's go look at our president here and see. He is, like you guys, he is really an optimistic, incredible person who now has 84.2 million followers to his messages. I'm not going to say tweets anymore. And here are what would be great stories, but they're not, they're just not going to, you can't, the public, the U.S. is shut down. And you could say, well, okay, you know, we can get back up. Well, the problem is you've got an entire left-wing political establishment that wants to keep the economy shut down. They're determined that schools not open, that if they do open, they open only partially and in the most lame and impossible and unbearable way possible, with desks scattered through the hallways, students coming to school in shifts, just as unpleasant and miserable. Well, that, who did I hear say that? Some astute radio host that I was listening to said the Make America, or it was a guest who said, Make America miserable. That's the Democrat strategy for winning on November 3rd. Make us all miserable. And that, remember, that's, they took us off the high of a soaring economy with every index of the economy soaring. Everything from the, you know, wages for everybody, you know, new hires, people taken off of food stamps, getting off of food stamps, not taken off. They got themselves off. And every measure, all the way from those low-income categories all the way up to the highest income categories of huge stock market gains. Jeff Bezos, in one day with the Trump stock market, in one day, Jeff Bezos made $13 billion with a B dollars. You know, a billion being 1,000 millions. 13 of those. Can you imagine that? How many times have you had a briefcase full of $1 million? Does $1 million fit into a little briefcase in hundreds? I don't know. I haven't had to pack too many of those briefcases. I've just seen movies, you know, where they go snap, snap, and the briefcase pops open, and there are all these. How do you group $100 bills? I think once in my life I saw 100 hundreds. I think that's the way they're organized, to $10,000, 100 of them. That's the way you want your money, right there with a little wrapper around it. Isn't that fun? I think I saw one of those. But you stack all those in your briefcase. And let's just say for the sake of argument, let's say you can put $1 million into a little briefcase. Which would be what? How many of those $10,000 bundles? 100 of them, I guess, right? So you get $1 million into each briefcase, then get 1,000 of those briefcases, then get 13,000 of them. 13,000, each one with $1 million in it, and you made that while you were sleeping in one day. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Hey, we're back, folks. I got a really good one for you here coming up. Well, I tell you, that brings back memories. That song right there from Buffalo Springfield, that was the precursor band to Crosby, Stills, and Nash. It was Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Back in the, that would be around 1965, year I graduated from high school. How America has changed. My gosh. It's a sad thing to see, to think about, to contemplate. For me, that's how many years ago? That was 35 years plus these 20. 55 years ago. Isn't that amazing how time flies, how you, when you get old? So from a high school student to the old guy that I am today, 55 years ago. And would I have thought 55 years ago as I was listening to Buffalo Springfield that this is what we would come to? 55 years later, I had no thought like that at all in my mind, none whatsoever. That's a topic for another show, another day. Remember we talked about the video, Americans American frontline doctors. You heard some of their commentary on this show. The left is scrambling to delete and to bury that videotape, any videotape of American frontline doctors. And they really hate this Nigerian doctor. Her name is, her last name's Emmanuel, who just let him have it right in the kisser on the hoax that they have perpetrated on the American people. And one of the doctors said 70,000 to 100,000 people may have needlessly died because things that would have worked that the left has prohibited doctors from using were denied to patients. Anyway, but get this. That press conference held in front of the Supreme Court building had, I'm reading now, I'm reading a post by somebody named Robbie Starbuck. I have no idea who this is. But it's important as a tweet, a message, because Donald Trump is reposting it, thereby putting it in front of his 82 point whatever it was million followers. That's if, by the way, it says it 82.5 million followers, but we don't know that the lords of the universe, the masters of the universe, these media lords, we don't know that they're showing it to all 82 million of us out there. We don't know that it's actually, they have control over that. But here's what this retweeted post says. This press conference of doctors, the one we just referred to, had 14 million views on Facebook today. 14 million in one today. I think that's in one day because it just happened. 14 million views. Now that, to all you out there, and Kenny's waiting online. I think Kenny's waiting there to help encourage me. To all you want to encourage me and the rest of us who need encouraging, that's damn good news, 14 million views. However, Facebook, continuing the reading now, Facebook took it down shortly after a New York Times reporter complained.
What that video?
The Facebook communications person who replied to the New York Times reporter confirming it was removed, used to work for Senator Barbara Boxer and the Democratic Central Committee, I think, of California. Oh, why am I not surprised? Take it down. 14 million views. What's wrong with that picture? Doctors, licensed, practicing, prestigious doctors holding a press conference. Boy, that's, you better take that down, Facebook and YouTube and Twitter. You better get rid of that. I mean, hey, that's a lot worse than porno. You got lots of porno, but boy, you sure don't want some doctors saying something they're not supposed to say. So, see, folks, that's a dictatorship. When that's happening, when doctors can't speak, when we're gagged, that's a dictatorship. And that is what we have right now. We have it. Okay. Let's look for another tweet from the president here. Break. And we're going to go to Kenny for some, I think, probably some encouraging Liberty Bell words right after this break.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name, 'cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't
I
born
was
and
born.
Raised in no ghetto.
Raised in no ghetto, white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Hey, we're back, folks. Kenny, hang on. I'm going to put you on the microphone in just a moment to cheer everybody up. But let me bum you out first. Yesterday I was playing the American Frontline Doctors. That video, I was playing it. It was posted on the TeaPartyPatriots.org website. TeaPartyPatriots.org group. We're all familiar with. They're us. They're patriots. And they were a sponsor. They helped set up this doctor's, American Frontline Doctors press conference. Right there, if you've been to the Supreme Court building, there's this beautiful plaza between the Supreme Court and the back of the Capitol building. The demon rats meet in the House and Republican senators meet. And so we were listening to that video. Okay, well, I still had the tab up just moments ago. I have my screen and the tabs from yesterday's show still up. So I clicked on that tab and clicked on the play button on the video, which is still on my screen. And here's the message I got, folks. And this is the message we're all getting. Sorry.
this video could not be played. Video unavailable. Right there, folks, right there. It appeared for the shortest amount of time, surfaced. It took them less than 24 hours to have the pieces of crap who run our society complain to the right people in power. And that video, sorry, this video could not be played. Folks, if we can't speak, if we can't put videos online, if we can't communicate with each other, it's over. There's no secret. We're not going to be able to communicate by mental telepathy. We're not going to be able to communicate by carrier pigeon or sending runners between Patriot houses. If we're denied the electronic means of communication, which are the only means of communication today, it's over. And hey, this video, by the way, is this video a video of a bunch of screaming Kelsos calling the left-wing pukes and worse? Which there's nothing censorable about that. There's no reason to censor somebody calling somebody a pile of crap. That's not something you would censor. Remember, the First Amendment is not designed so that you can say nice things about people. That's what the founders made sure we had a First Amendment so no one would deny your right to say nice things about people. No, that's not what it is. First Amendment is your ability to pound and blast and, speak from the hip. Okay. No, this wasn't Kelso. This is a video of more than a dozen doctors in their doctor suits. Very articulate, practicing doctors, currently treating. Unlike Anthony Fauchenstein, Dr. Fawcett, who turned off the economy, these are people treating people with the Hong Kong flu. And they're speaking very knowledgeably. I learned so much listening to it yesterday. But now it says, sorry, this video could not be played. Now, I was talking with your astute RBN engineer for this show, before the show. He has managed to find the video. But folks, he could find a needle in a haystack. These guys that do engineering, they can do anything on the internet. But Joe and Jane, average American, when the video is deleted and pulled and blocked, it's gone. They are not going to be able to go over to DuckDuckGo, I think that's the way you say it, and find a video on some obscure Patriot corner somewhere. They're not going to be able to do that. So there you go. Now, that's with Donald Trump as president. What happens when Kamala Harris is the vice president and heir apparent to the presidency? Or Michelle Obama, my prediction for August 7th. There's a dark horse for you. So what happens then when we don't have, as our attorney general, we don't have William Barr? He was magnificent today, magnificent, as he was trying to answer the questions from pukes. I mean, like this guy, Eric Swalwell of California. This guy is a piece of crap is the right word. This is a worthless person. This is a putrid person. They're all like this. Nadler, Pelosi, they were abusing this fine and great man. William Barr, great attorney general. Well, we won't have William Barr as the attorney general on January 20th, 2021, which would be the swearing in of Joe Biden. We're going to have, well, maybe they'll bring back Eric Holder. How about that? Or Sally Yates or Susan Rice.
How about them apples for an attorney general? Bring the same criminals back. Bring the dogs back to their vomit. That's exactly Joe Biden. Perfect example. That dog has come back to his vomit. Joe Biden was the vice president during the criminal Obama administration. So, all right. Okay. So I've got you all bummed out. Stay near your radio there. Don't go to the liquor cabinet. Not yet. Okay. Stay near your radio. Kenny, help me out. Tell me something encouraging.
Okay, James, here's what I'll say. We talked about that ship last night. We call that ship the Trump battleship. There is no lifeboats. So we lose this election, we have lost it. They ain't no coming back. We'll have Biden and his princess as president's vice president. Okay, when I get screwed over like Trump has, or similar, you know, in my occupation, I'm going to clean this up for you. I get daggum mad. And I'm out for revenge. And I'm out to get back what's been stole from me. And that's how every American needs to be right this moment. We have just been conned. This biggest con job has cost us our economy. It's cost most of us our living. And we're all running around here with a mask pretending we're going to catch something. And who caused it? Well, we need to find that out. And Trump has the presidency, and he needs to get on it. He needs to get
Kenny, you are more brilliantly eloquent than I could ever be. Not to interrupt you, but when you ask the rhetorical question, we need to find out who caused this. Of course, you know, and our audience knows, we already know. We do know who crushed our economy and who caused the panic. I'm not talking about the virus as being a hoax. Under the whole thing, there is some flu. There is some seasonal flu that we have here. But the panic over the flu, which we've never done before, never in our history, 72 years old, that's me. I don't remember anybody even getting excited about any flu we ever had, including the Hong Kong flu, which killed way over 100,000 people. Nobody got excited about that. So now go ahead, Kenny. What you're saying is brilliant. That's right. Get revenge, get even, get mad, get busy. Absolutely. All those things. Go ahead. Okay. Cheer us up.
Trump has the FBI. He has the CIA. He has all these people that should, if they were as half as smart as they claim that they are, why ain't we got Bill, Hillary, the Bushes? Let's just go on down the list here of people that have done this. And that ain't just Democrats. It is Republicans that have stabbed him in the back. Why hasn't he brought these people to justice for their crime of this? Why has he not got – all he's got to do is bring them in, say, this is – we've got probable cause that they started this, they caused this. Nancy Pelosi and all of the bunch, bring them in, and he'll win that election in a heartbeat. All he's got to do is show America how they have been scammed and by who.
Okay, now pause right there.
And he can do that quickly.
Okay, now Kenny, pause right there. Brilliantly said what you just said, and don't let me mess up your train of thought. You've got a great series of points to me. So keep your thought in mind while I interrupt you. But to answer your question, I'm just being your audience here. You're the teacher, and I'm just a student, and I'm raising my hand. So to answer your rhetorical question, why hasn't anybody been brought to justice? I'm going to answer that question, and I'm going to amplify it. Think about this, folks. Not one single person among the criminal enemies that we have faced now for 4 years of the Trump presidency, and the year prior, when we started this show, prior to the Trump presidency, when we all became Trump enthusiasts. Not one single person has suffered one single legal penalty for anything done in this largest, greatest crime in American history that Obama and Biden perpetrated. And here we have the dog returning to his vomit. Biden himself is the candidate they bring out. Not just another demon rat. They got plenty of those demon rats. They had to bring out, this is a way, Kenny, of rubbing it in your face. You know, it just occurred to me why they picked Joe Biden. One of the reasons. This is a way of rubbing it in your face, making you squirm, making the torture really hurt. Bring back that person that hurt you the first time. Bring that same person back to inflict the second round of torture, the one that's going to kill you. That's not Joe Biden. That's Joe Stalin psychology. So nobody has suffered any legal consequence. None. Now, you ask the great question, why hasn't Donald Trump brought any of those people in? He can't. The president of the United States can't bring anybody into a court. He can't indict anybody. He has an attorney general, William Barr, who seems to be good. William Barr gave the assignment to John Durham of Connecticut to prosecute the wrongdoers in the Russia hoax, which includes Biden and Obama and Yates and all Holder and all the rest of them, Comey, Brennan, Clapper, Strzok, Lisa Page. Okay, so John Durham, where are you? 97 days to go till the election. Nothing. We don't have anything. We don't even have a release of paperwork, even a report from John Durham. We got the sound of one hand clapping. We got a big silence. So what has John Durham effectively done? John Durham has effectively done exactly what Robert Mueller did with his so-called probe. After 4 years of Mueller, folks, did you start feeling probed? I did. I was getting that distinct probed feeling. I'm getting that probed feeling again with John Durham. And I don't like to be probed. I know that Kenny in Texas.
I know what you're saying, like James.
We don't like to be probed, but that's what's happening.
It's just like he's been scammed again by people that are not on his side. One more time.
Exactly.
Here we go.
What Kenny said a moment ago, folks, if the full truth about Clapper and Brennan and Obama and Biden and the crimes they committed, if that were all laid out in an indictment, you know, with chapter and verse, facts, you know, all the data, the references, which John Durham has, he has it right now. If that were all laid out, that could save the election. The American people could have in 97 remaining days, maybe they could finally read that. But John Durham is not releasing that. He's not releasing anything. And I'm going out here to say, I don't think he is. I don't think we will see a shred of information from John Durham. On November 3rd, Kelso will be, the morning of November 3rd, I'll be saying, okay, any of you out there like me holding your breath for the John Durham report? You know, it ain't never going to come out, folks.
Well,
and so
James,
that's
where we get mad. He should be mad. He should be saying, he should be telling John Durham, bring me what you got. If it ain't finished, bring me what you got.
But notice what they do. Very good question. Absolutely. But what happens when Donald Trump gets up, you know, does the only avenue he has, which is to give a press conference or send messages out, which he's been doing brilliantly for all the entire 4 years of his presidency and before. As soon as he does that, now what are we doing? Obstruction of justice and tampering. We are witness tampering. We are putting pressure on a prosecutor. We need Eric Swalwell will immediately be in front of a microphone. We need a new impeachment investigation. I am introducing articles of impeachment today. The president leaned on and put pressure on a federal prosecutor. This is absolutely improper. This is un-American. This is racist. This is horrible. And that's exactly what they'll do. And they do this no matter what the president does. If he goes left, right, down the middle, it doesn't matter. He gets screwed. And so the game, the president said it the other day in one of his messages. He said, this election will be rigged. It is already rigged. Now, let me throw another little piece of information out there. I just noticed that one of the heroes, Don Trump Jr., who's a great one, he's a great one, and it would have been great to have Don Trump Jr., somebody who could follow on in his father's footsteps in some role in our government. I don't think that's going to happen, because I don't think Donald Trump's going to remain in our government. But he's got a new book out. It's called, I'll look for it here, Amazon. You can't find it on Amazon. New book. That's a big deal. Amazon should be promoting that like crazy. It's going to be a bestseller. Amazon would make, Jeff Bezos would make some more millions of dollars. But Amazon, Jeff Bezos doesn't care about that. He wants to hurt Trump. If it costs him money, that's fine with him. Here's the book. It's called Liberal Privilege, Joe Biden and the Democrats' Defense of the Indefensible. And but here's the problem, folks. I'm sure it's a brilliant book. If you read Donald Trump Jr.'s book, Triggered, I have a copy right here, Triggered. Got my hot little hand on it. Brilliant book, brilliant writer. But hey, a day late and a dollar short. It's not Donald Trump Jr.'s fault. The book is scheduled for release on August 25th. That's 69 days or thereabouts before the election. It ain't going to happen, folks. It ain't going to happen. You got to order the book. It's got to arrive at your home. So it's released on August 25th. You get the book on September 3rd. Okay? That's as if millions of people order it, which, you know, isn't going to happen. September 3rd, you get the book. Takes you a while to read the book. Hey, folks, that's September. Okay, September, October, November, there's the election. So Donald Trump Jr.'s book will help. It will win a few votes. But the catch here, folks, is that our enemy, and let us all give thanks to Donald Trump forever. I will always love Donald Trump Sr. One of the reasons I will love him and thank him for having done this for my children, he's the first man. He really taught us, showed us, proved to us that the media is the enemy of the American people. Donald Trump, hands down, by himself, he did this. We owe him. We thank him for this. We now know that the media is the enemy of the American people. Well, now the proof of that is in this election. The media, why do we have an economic lockdown? The media. Why do we have the coronavirus hoax? The media. Why do we have the cover-up of the Bolshevik nastiness of these riots? The media. Just go down the list. It's the media. The media, this was the thesis of Eric Arthur Blair, better my cousin, better known as George Orwell. The thesis of that book, 1984, was if the tyrants control the media, the information, the channels of communication, and in his book, The Ministry of Truth, always irony for the left, The Ministry of Truth, which of course is the Ministry of Lies, The Ministry of Truth controls all, everything, all books, all television, all radio, everything is controlled by the Ministry of Truth. Well, do we have that situation right now? Yes, we do. With these little exceptions that give us kind of a faint fantasy that we have some freedom of speech. So later tonight, in the middle of the night, I'll watch some Fox News shows. I'll watch a Tucker Carlson or a Sean Hannity show in the middle of the night. And I'll fantasize to myself that we still have some freedom of speech. But not enough people are going to watch that. The bulk of the media, they control it. So they are able to make everybody panicked. This is why, Kenny, this is what I've been so sad to observe. People that I like, my friends and family, are panicked about the virus. They have no chance they're ever going to get this virus. The children are not at risk. You know, I love that thing that the American, this is why they had to get it off. They had to delete this. The American frontline doctors, one of those doctors, a doctor in Santa Monica, he said, we now know, it has been researched, that the number of teachers who contracted the coronavirus from a student is, you know, not 100,000, not 500 million, not 2 million, not 5,000. It's zero. 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 Zero is a powerful number. It means something doesn't exist. It's not there. Zero. Powerful number. You can't let the public find out that no teachers, and this same doctor, certainly at the risk of his career, but he's been practicing in Santa Monica pediatrics for 36 years. So he's, if he started practicing when he was 30, he's in his 60s now, he's done. So he's at the point where, as some of us older guys, you can say, hey, screw it. I'm going to speak out. Try to hurt me. Try to hurt me now. So he said, who's angling to keep the schools closed? He said, all those doctors said, open the schools, urgent, open the schools. He said it. The teachers' unions, the SOBs who run the teachers' unions, who aren't necessarily the teachers, but the people who run the teachers' unions, they're going to keep the schools closed. He said, truthfully, that in California, those teachers' unions control the government of California. They have the largest pension fund, the largest political fund. They have the largest membership. They control California. So but anyway, Kenny, go ahead. Continue with your, encouraging thoughts. Okay, we got a few more. Folks, you got to appreciate Kenny. Kenny, I love you, brother. We got Frank in New York, James in Vancouver, and James in Charlotte. Us Jameses got to hang together, or we'll hang separately. Frank in, let's see. Now, I don't want any turkeys in here. Engineer, help me out. If I got any, I don't have a turkey anywhere in here, do I? Okay, the engineer doesn't think so. And I don't mean to cast aspersions on anybody. I'm terrible at remembering. We do have a certain number of people who call back with the same garbage who are turkeys. And shame on me. I should have a list on my wall here. And I don't call on those folks. But, I just keep doing it. I hope you enjoy the lively repartee that ensues when I do make that mistake for the umpteenth time. But let's go now to what I presume is a fabulous patient. Not a patient. God, are we all patients now? Patriot in New York. Frank, you're on the air.
Yeah, thank you. You referenced before a Nigerian doctor, maybe a film or something before about the hoax. Could you repeat that?
Okay, yes. Her name is Stella Emmanuel. She is a medical doctor from Nigeria practicing. She actually has a staff. She mentions a staff, so she's supervising a number of doctors. But you got to look for the video, Frank. It's American Frontline Doctors. Just search like hell. American Frontline Doctors. You'll find the video. You will love this black Nigerian doctor who spanks the hell out of the cowards in the American medical establishment. We ran out of time. Apologies to my brothers, James in Vancouver and Charlotte. We'll see you all again in the Trump Clubhouse tomorrow. See you then.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.